Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabosa. Today's daf is Erevin Daf Pei Zion, and today's shir should be Schus Refuah Shleima from Chaim Yitzchak Ben Aleph Lamed Hey, and also as always for Chaim Binyamin Mordechai Ben Aida should both have Refuah Shleima. So we're here on the bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis, and just to recap the part of the Mishnah that we had read on Pei Vav Amud Aleph, it's shayach for us. We had said that if you have a pit of water between two chatzeros, so you need to fix that pit with some sort of partition, some sort of machitza. And the Mishnah had debated exactly what you need. And at the end, Rabbi Yehuda had said that if you have a wall that's going across the top of the pit, right, if you can imagine just a wall between two chatzeros, but instead of ground underneath it, there's a pit of water. And so that would be enough. That would be enough, even though it doesn't extend into the airspace and into the water that's in the pit. So that was Rabbi Yehuda. So we're here on the bottom, and it says, Amar Rabba. We're about five, six lines up. Well, I guess five, if you count the Amar. Amar Rabba. Rabba says that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, Amar Davar Echad. That Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya had said the same thing, meaning they agree with each other. Rabbi Yehuda had the Amar. Rabbi Yehuda is what we just quoted right now, with the wall going over the pit, and that would be enough to split the pit of water between the two chatzeros. And Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya said the following. Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya omer, gzustra sheish ba arba amos al arba amos. So if you have a gzustra, it's like a merpesa, some sort of merpesa extending from a house, and it goes, the catch here is that it goes over water. Rashi says, shehi lamala min hayam. So the din is, chokik ba dalid al dalid umemale. You can, chokik is to drill or to cut. Rashi says, "Nakav ben tsaisa." You can make a hole in the middle of it if it's 4x4 tefachim umamale, and then you can take water from the water underneath the mirpesa if you cut a hole in the bottom, as long as it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. The technique here is not anything we've really discussed beforehand, but Rashi explains that Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya is going to hold that we take the remaining pieces of the mirpeset and we imagine as if they're bent downwards. And then, if they're bent downwards, like if you ever kind of put together some sort of cardboard box that's totally open, right? So you have to fold it so that it becomes into an actual box. So the same thing, if you would cut a hole in the middle of this mirpeset, we view the surrounding areas on all four sides of the hole as if you folded downwards, and then you have a place, if you can imagine, that you have a 10x4 kind of tunnel, square tunnel, leading down towards the water, and then we'll say good achis, and that the partitions extend, the mechitzas extend downwards. So that's the exact same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had said that the wall over a pit also will extend downwards. That's the concept of gerachis, that mechitzas can go down. So Abaye said to him, v'dilmaloi. Maybe that's not exactly the same shita. Because ad kan lam kam, Rabbi Yehuda hasam, when did Rabbi Yehuda say that we'll view the walls if it goes down and splits the pit of water in half? Right, el da amar gerachis mechitzta. Right, because of this concept of gerachis. Aval kof v'god, but this concept of folding over the mirpeset, as it were, and then doing gerachis, right, maybe lo, maybe he wouldn't hold that. V'ad kad lo kamar Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya, awesome, and maybe Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya, we only said that this halacha over there, el b'yama shel Tveria. Apparently that case was very specific. That was overlooking the Kinneret. And the Kinneret is specific because Hol v'yeshla ognim v'ayaros v'karpifos makivas osa, because the Kinneret is surrounded on all sides by many different things that kind of look like partitions. Right? There are how do you translate those? Ognim is like the bank, the riverbank. Ayaros are cities. There are karpifos, meaning it doesn't look at all like a Rosh Hashanah Rabban. So it could be that in this case is a special kula over here. Yes, in Echanami, that it's over water, and they're usually remakel by water, but in this specific water, this body of water by the Kinneret, which is so surrounded on all sides, it doesn't at all resemble a Rosh Hashanah Rabban, so they were makel. Aval Shar Memos, rather, right, Mayim, right, plural of Mayim, maybe lo, maybe Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya would not hold that this whole thing works, and therefore he may not necessarily agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, "Well, different Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya." So then, according to Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya, that you can fold down this Mir Peset. So the Gemara is going to give a bunch of construction options, and I think I understand them. I'm not gonna lie. I'll see if I can explain them, and if I don't say them so well, so then you'll chazer and you'll read the Rashi's, which is pretty long, to be totally honest. Although it's not really, whatever. Anyway, I don't want to scare you about it, but it's not so bad. But yes, so let's blue nether. Let's see what we can do. According to Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya, there are a couple construction options here for this whole halacha of, you know, drilling a 4x4 wall and then bending the surrounding areas downwards. Taisa smukal koso pachos mishalosh tvachim shalosh tvachim. If the mirpeset, if the, you know, to the, I guess mirpeset is probably a bad word, but it is a mirpeset, right? It's a piece of wood or a piece of stone that extends from a house. So if that was with three tvachim within the wall, that's good. Again, it's definitely good to have pictures if you have it. So if you're using Gemara without pictures, maybe run and get. But either way, if this little mirpesa was next, meaning it was less than three tefachim away from the wall of the house, so then tzarech she orka arba amos v'rochba achadasar umashu. Then it needs to be four amos long and a little bit, meaning and 11 and a little bit, 11.1 tefachim wide. In that case, that will work. Why will that work? Because basically, since the board is within three tefachim of the wall, so the wall itself, the wall of the house, is considered to be one of the walls of the thing we're going to extend downwards towards the water. So now you have, therefore, you need three more walls from this board, and you're using the three tefachim distance between the mirpeset and the wall as the hole. And now you're digging, you're cutting another tefach into the mirpeset. So now, once you cut another tefach into the mirpeset, then you have a four tefach hole, like we just said. So that's that. Then you have the four tefach hole, you have one wall going down, so now we need three other walls. So the other side, right, again, so you need 10 tefachim, right, so it goes down, so that, again, it has to be 10 by 4. That's why you have 11 and a little bit, because you cut out one tefach to complete the 3, right? If it's a little bit less, what did we say? It was within 3 tefachim of the wall, so it's 2.9. So you cut, like, 1.1 tefachim, and that's why it's 11 and a little bit, so then you have 10 tefachim left, and that will extend downwards. And therefore, you're going to have the 10 by 4 again that the Rav Chanani ben Akavya required, that we can kind of quote unquote fold downwards and create this 4 by 10, I guess, tunnel that will go and allow you, excuse me, to draw water. Heiser Zakufa, let's say the board was up and down, meaning instead of being a traditional merpeset, so now again you're having a gzustera? What was the word he used? Yeah, gzustera. So I guess let's say it's not a merpeset, let's say it's a piece of wood and it's upright, meaning it's up and down, it's not flat, you know, extending from the house that you can walk on. Really, it's up and down. Excuse me. So therefore, in that case, how's the construction work? Tzarech she gova asar tvachim v'rochva shisha tvachim. You need to have, it has to be 10 tefachim high and 6 tefachim, ushnei mashirin, right, it has to be 6 and a little bit wide, 6 and 2 little bits wide to work, to fold it over. How does that work? Because again, you have the wall, the board, right, is what's it called, it's 4 tefachim away from the wall, so that is the area, the 4x4 hole that you need. The wall of the house is one wall. The board itself is 10 tefachim, so that's another wall. Since the board is 6 tefachim wide, so we kind of like, right, bend it inwards, so that it makes a little bit, you know, tiny little 1 tefachim, boards facing the house, right? So now it's not flat, it's kind of C-shaped, if that almost makes sense. If C was like, that's not a good way to describe it. It's rectangular, but it's missing the last side, meaning I can't even describe what shape I'm drawing, right? If you fold in from the side a board that's 6 tefachim long, so that each side is 1 tefach of the board facing the house, so now you have, right, now you have, you apply, what's it called? You apply lavud, so therefore you have the partitions on either side, you have the mechitzos on either side, And using the wall and the board, now you have a 10x4 area that will allow you to draw water. So that's that. Okay, fine. And then Amar Avuna, Breder of Yeshua, Haisa Omedes, Bekarin Zavis. Let's say the board is opposite a corner. Right? So you have a corner that's an L shape, and then you have a board. So Govva Asar Tvachim Varochva Shnei Tvachim Vishne Mashim. And it needs to be 10 Tvachim high and a couple of somethings wide. And again, that's also because if you can imagine, right, it's 4 Tvachim away from each wall. So each wall is one of the walls. So you need 2 more walls. So what do? You have the walls, you have the board itself is 10 Tvachim. And then if it's 1 and a little bit, so you can fold it the other way, in the other direction, right? It's 3 tefachim away from the other wall, so we say we apply lavud, and you fold it in the opposite direction, so then you get almost like, you know, by the word is escaping me, but either way, like, right, you have a tiny little L shape, right, on the corner away from the other corner, and that will create the 10x4 the 10x4 area. All right, it's could I look at the pictures because that really is very helpful. Velo hadatanya, didn't the Gemara add? What didn't the Brisa say? Rav Chanina ben Akavya Omer Exuster Shiesh Ba Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Chugig Ba Arba Al Arba Memale Heichamish Kavizla. So, well, if you're telling me that Rav Chanina ben Akavya said that if you have this board that's 4x4, you cut a hole that's 4x4, and you can fill up the water. So, what case is that? Meaning, you didn't quote any of these three cases where the board itself is 4x4, right? You had all these different measurements. So Gemara says, Davide ki asisa. So that, no, enechinami, that's the case where so the hole is there's no other wall on the other side, right? But the mirpeset is just kind of extended over the water by itself without any walls at all. So in that case, so then asisa is like a pestle and a mortar. So then that already actually you need to have enough space in the board. So it needs to be arba amos by arba amos because you have no walls on any side. Okay, enough of the geometry. Let's go right there. In the Gemara says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Emas mayim sheoveres bachotzer. If you have a water, not a river, but an emas is a canal of water that goes through a chotzer. So emu malin himena b'shabbos elim kein asula mechitza gavol yud tvachim b'knisa v'yitziyasa. You can't draw water from it unless you have a mechitza that's 10 tvachim, both on the wind and where it comes into the chotzer and when it goes when it leaves the chotzer. Meaning you have to partition it off. You have to make it part of the chutzner. Right? It's over the water. It needs to be inside the airspace of the canal. That's what Rashi says. It's not enough, like Rabbi Yehuda said. We'll see in a second. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, but you need to have, according to the Tanakhama, you need to have the mechitza go into the airspace of the canal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kosol Shalgaba Tidon Mishum Mechitza. Right, as Rabbi Yehuda had said before, that's his shita. That if you just have a wall going over it, so that is good enough. It goes down. That's good achis. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Maisa Ba'ama Shel Avel. There's a story about a canal in the city of Ovil, they used to use it and they used to fill up water from it on Shabbos. And Amrilo, they said to him, that's not a good proof because that canal was not enough of it, did not have enough of a shear. It wasn't 10x4. Again, a carmelis, meaning the canal is only a carmelis if it's 10x4, 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Meaning it wasn't big enough. It was smaller, it was much more narrow, much more, it wasn't deep enough. Okay, whatever it was. But that is not a proof to your shita, says the Chacham. Okay, Tana Rabbanan with the Braisa, very similar to what we just quoted. Asula b'knisa v'lo asa b'yitziyasa, asula b'yitziyasa v'lo asa b'knisa. Right, if you made a mechitza either at the front, begin at the entrance or the exit, or the opposite, ein v'malin himen v'shavis, that's no good. You need to have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim tall, both at the entrance to the chatzer and at the exit. You need both of them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kosal shagavat tidal mishum mechitza." Right, the wall on top of it counts because we view as if it goes down into the water. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ma'isa ba'amis be'imas mayim shaisa ba me'avel etzipori." About a little bit more detail here, but Rabbi Yehuda says that there was a canal that went from Ovel or Evel Tzitzipori. And sure enough, they used this canal on Shabbos. They filled water from it. They said to him, no, Misham Raya, that's not the Raya. That's not, that doesn't help prove you. Because it wasn't big enough. So therefore, it wasn't considered a Carmelis and it wasn't Usher to fill up from on Shabbos. Okay, Tanya Yidach. Another Brisa says, Imas Mayim Ha'uveres Brina Cholonos. If you have a river, or a canal rather, that goes between windows, meaning you have houses on either side and you have a window from both sides facing this canal. So Pachos Migimel, if it is less than 3 Tvachim, and we'll see what that's going to be a discussion, what that means. Mishal Shal Duli Umimale, you can kind of drop a bucket down and fill it up. Gimel, if it is 3 tzvachim, then in mishal shel dili u'mimali, then it already, you are not allowed to drop a bucket down from the window and fill up the water from the canal. So the Gemara says, what is this less than 3 or 3 tzvachim thing that we're talking about? That if it's less than 3, it's mutter, and if it's more than 3, then it's usher. So Rishim Gamliel Omer, pachas mi dalid, just to finish off the brisa, Rishim Gamliel says, no, pachas mi dalid, mishal shel dili, umimale, dalid, ein mishal shel dili, umimale. So he says the shear is not 3 tvachim, rather it is 4 tvachim. The Gemara says, but my askinan, what is going on over here? What is the case? So Elim, about Emes Mayim Gufa, if you're talking about that the measurement here is the actual canal itself, right, so the Ella ki hag the ki aser Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. This what Rav Dimi said in the name of Rav Yochanan, ein karmelas pachos me arba. But you tell me that a karmelas can't be less than 4 tefachim. Lemek a tanai. Is that really a machlokas tanaim? Amar l'shmaitzei. I mean, was he really quoting a machlokas tanaim? So no. So the Gemara says no. Ella ba agape. Rather, what we're talking about is that the bank of the river bank or the canal bank is either 3 or 4 tefachim, ulahachlif. And the concern here, the question is whether you can put the bucket from the window onto the riverbank or the canal bank and then into the water, or from the water into the canal bank and then up into the window. And again, the canal, which the canal itself is a karmelis, the riverbank is a makom ptur if it's not big enough. And that's why if it's less than 3, then it's a makom patur. If it's more than 3, then it's then it's no good. Then it's either a shus yochad or probably a mistama karmelis. And therefore, it would be okay. But meaning the idea here is to put it from either a shus yochad to a makom patur into a karmelis, or from a karmelis into a makom patur into a shus yochad, which is mutter, but from a karmelis to a shus yochad. And the opposite is obviously Aser midir abanim. So the Gemara says, one second. V'ki asa Rav Dimi v'amar Rav Yochanan makom shem bo arba al arba mutu lev nirshus ha'yachad v'nir shus ha'rab m'katev alav v'vach alay achlif. One second. Rav Dimi had said that Rav Yochanan, again, we just quoted Rav Dimi, he said in the name of Rav Yochanan that Carmelis can't be less than 4, right? And we said that therefore it's talking about the riverbank. Rav Dimi also said in the name of Rav Yochanan that if you're walking in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and you have this area that's less by, have this area on the border of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and Rosh Hashanah Yachin, we've quoted this a bunch of times, and it's less than 4x4, so people can rest their items on top of the area as long as they don't pass from Rosh Hashanah Yachin to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So this seems to contradict the Brisa, right? Again, which said it was mutter to go from the canal to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid through the riverbank, which is a makom patur, right? Again, because Rav Dimi said you're allowed to rest it down, you're not allowed to go from one to the other. So how can you go from the Carmelis into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid derech the riverbank, which is a makom patur? So Gemara says in Echanami, that's a good point, but the cases are different. Why? Because Hasam Rosh Hashanah Araisa and Hachar Rosh Hashanah Rabbanim, because that case is Daraisa. Yeah, from Rosh Hashanah Rabbanim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid through a makom patur, that's no good. But if you're talking about all these things are dinam derabanan and Carmelis Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? Midaraisa the Carmelis is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So it's going to be a mutter. And that's a discussion. I shouldn't just say that straight out. But okay, either way, meaning Lamaisa here, we're talking about a derabanan transfer. So therefore, you can go through the Rosh Hashanah Hayachid. Okay. V'hadar Rabbi Yochanan b'rishus derabanan nami amar. More than second, Rabbi Yochanan said, you still can't transfer between Rishuyos to Rabbanan through Makom Patur, right? Not from that case, but from a different case. Kotel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, if you have a wall that's between two Chatzeros, right? We had this before. Gova Asar Tvachim, it's 10 Tvachim high, Varuchav Arba, and it's 4 Tvachim wide. So Ma'arvin Shnaim Ve'im Ma'arvin Echa, that's a real wall. You can only make two Eruvim in the Chatzeros, and you can't make one to join them together. Hayu Barosha Peros, if you had fruit on top of the walls, or anything, really, on top of the wall, Elu Ola Mikan Ve'Ochlin, Ve'Elu Ola Mikan Ve'Ochlin, both of them can go up on the wall and use it and eat it. But if Nifraz are Kotel, and if the wall was broken, to Ada Eser Amos, up until Eser Amos, and Arvin Shnaim, right? Up until 10 Amos, we view it as a Pesach, and you can join the two Eruvim, the two Chatziros together. From Ratzu, and if they wanted, Marvin Echad, or if they wanted, right, I mean, sorry. You can make an Eruv separately, or if they wanted, since there's a Pesach here between two Chatziros, up until 10 Amos, you can make one Eruv. But Mipnei Shuka Pesach, just like it's because it's a Pesach. But Yosef Mikan, with more than 10 Amos, then Ma'arvin Echav, Ma'arvin Shnayim, then that's considered one big Chatzer, and you can't make two different Eruvin. But, Avinu Bo, we explained about this, Ein Bo Arba Mai. Right? Who cares that the wall is 4 Tvachim wide? I mean, a wall to separate. Machitza doesn't have a width requirement, it has a height requirement of 10 tvachim. Who cares that it's 4 tvachim wide? And we explain that Amarav, Arbe Shtei Rishuyos Shalatas Bo, that the space between the two Rishuyos, meaning, is its own kind of, literally means, Shalatas means it has control over it, but either way it means below Yozis Bo Malonima. You can't move anything on top of that, and we explain that because we view the airspace above the wall as belonging to both Chatzeros, and therefore if you move anything 1 inch, so then it's as if you're transferring from one chatzer to the next. So that if Rabbi Yochanan, remember, Rabbi Yochanan said no, Elamal Mikan Ve'Ochlin, Elamal Mikan Ve'Ochlin, that each of the chatzeros are allowed to use the airspace on top of the wall. Meaning it's not going to be both chatzeros, it's going to be mutter. It's just like and we explain Va'azda Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, and we explain what's Rabbi Yochanan's logic saying that you're allowed to use the top of the wall for both chatzeros. We linked it to that discussion we just had between transferring from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid through this Makom Patur, saying, yeah, you can't transfer, but you can rest it on top of it. Meaning that Rabbi Yochanan's reason that you're allowed to use the top of the wall between two chatzeros is exactly this shita. Well, if you're linking the two, so mistama, you're not allowed to transfer from one chatzer to the next through this makom p'tur on top of the wall. That's a transfer in Rishuyos Darabanan. So over here in our case, it's also transfer from Rishuyos Darabanan, from the canal to the bank, from the bank to the house. That's also Darabanan. And why does Rabbi Yochanan say that? It's fine. So the Gemara says, you're right. Enochinami, hahi's iri amri, amra. When Rabbi Yochanan said you can't go from one chatzer to the other, that via the top of the wall, that's Ze'iri. He's in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. But Rav Dini said it was Mutter. So the Gemara says it was Ze'iri Kashaha. Okay, fine. So who cares who's the author? So that's still a contradiction between this case and that case. So Gemara says Ze'iri Mokim La Ba'amas Mayim Gufa. Right, so Ze'iri says no. The case, the Machlokas and the Brisa, is in terms of the actual canal itself. And in terms of Rav Dimi halacha, and meaning saying that the Carmelis has to be at least 4 tvachim, that's Tanayim. That's a machlokes Tanayim. Meaning Rav Ziri takes the first understanding of the Gemara that we had said that with the debate 3 tvachim, 4 tvachim is in terms of whether the Carmelis needs to be 4 tvachim or 3 tvachim, and therefore Ziri would say that that's the discussion 3 tvachim and 4 tvachim is actually referring to the canal itself. Okay, Vedhavi Kichori Carmelis, so this is not necessarily related to Ze'iri, but why don't we say that the canal itself is like the walls, not the walls, the holes of the Carmelis. Right? There's something called Chori Rishus HaRabim, that you have holes that in the Rishus HaRabim are considered to be the same thing, meaning if you have a wall that borders on Rishus HaRabim, and there are holes that go into the wall, like cubbies or whatever, that's still considered to be Rishus HaRabim. So too, the canal that juts out of, let's say a river, an ocean, or whatever it's coming from, a lake, or wherever it's coming from, that should also considered to be Chore Carmelis. Right? And therefore, you shouldn't need to have 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim of width for the canal, because should it be usher the gamrei, right? The chori reshus harabim is usher at any size. So Abaye bar Oven, Rabbi Chanina bar Oven, Damar Tevayu. So they explain that in chor the carmelis, no, there is no such halacha of chore carmelis, right? This chore reshus harabim, but not chore carmelis, and therefore that's not legit. So Amar Ravashi says no. If you look at yishchor in the carmelis, you could still say that there is a halacha of chorim of holes for a carmelis. That's going to be assumed as the same status as a carmelis, but honey, the mismucha, that's only if it's right next to the carmelis. But here, what's going on? How come we flag it? Well, you have this canal. It's like, how far away is the canal from the lake? It's probably really far. So that's not going to be considered chore carmelis if it's not close enough to the carmelis. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, no, what's the 3 versus 4 tvachim in our brisa? Right, third option, if you go into oven, la nifke apuma, where the case is where you made mechitzos, you made like the wall at the apuma, literally means the mouth, meaning on both sides, you did make a wall going down, but there's a hole in the middle for the water to go through. So that's the question of whether it's 3 or 4 tvachim, as the Rabbanan l'tamei and other Rabbanan Rishim and Gamliel l'tamei, and that's the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rishim and Gamliel as to how far lavud will apply. The Chachamim say it's 3 tvachim, the Rishim and Gamliel says it's 4 tvachim, and therefore, even if it's Rishim and Gamliel, it gives you that little bit of extra space, right, because he says that you even will say lavud up to 4 tvachim. Okay, let's do the Mishnah and a little bit of the Gemara. We'll call it a night. If you have, again, if you have a merpeset or a board that is over some water, right? Again, we saw this several times in the Masechta. You can only fill up water from the water underneath if you make some sort of mechitza, whether it is up or down, it has to be 10 tvachim. Right, meaning, okay, fine, yeah. V'chein gzustros zulam ala mizu, and also if you have 2 merpesets, one on top of the other, also the Eliona, if they made a mechitza for the top one, lo also the tachtona, but they didn't make for the bottom one, shtein asurus ad shi'arvu, so then you need an eruv to join the 2 mechitzas. The Gemara says, mastitzin delok, chanani ben akavya. Right, going back to the first thing we talked about today, right, this Mishnah seems not to be like chanani ben akavya. The Tanya, chanani ben akavya, omer, gzustros shesh badalad al dalad amos. If you have a gzustra, a merpeset, a balcony, or a board that is 4x4 amos, so chokik ba dalad al dalad, you can make 4x4 tvachim, a hole in the middle, umbimale, then you can use the water. Right here we're saying that you need, the mechitza needs to be 10 tvachim high. Right, that doesn't actually work. Right, it's different. So the Gemara says, no, so Amar Biyokan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, lo hitra Ruchanan ben Akavya, ala b'yamash al Tveria. No, so it could be that Ruchanan ben Akavya only made this, did this heter for Tveria, hol v'yeshla ugnim, v'yaras v'karpevos, mikif ozozo. Because, right, the special allowance for the Kinneret, because it's surrounded on all sides by quote-unquote mechitos, right, it doesn't look like a Rishis Rab. Avo b'shar memos, but for any other water, lo, maybe not. Meaning Rabbi Chanani would not allow this kula, and then maybe he would actually agree with our Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll say have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to it.